This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's handling of COVID-19 was better than average compared to other states. That's according to the Commonwealth Fund's annual State Healthcare Scorecard, which ranked the state 17th in COVID-19 response. The survey measured deaths, the pandemic's stress on hospital staff and ICUs in the state, how quickly people over the age of 12 are vaccinated, and more. Hawaii, Maine, Vermont, Washington State, and Oregon were ranked the highest in COVID-19 response. Alabama, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Georgia landed at the bottom. Memos and conversations with attorney and former CU visiting scholar John Eastman were front and center during the January 6th committee's hearing yesterday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Eastman publicly argued that Mike Pence had the authority to reject electors who voted for Biden. But on Thursday, the committee painted a picture implying that Eastman privately knew it was a losing argument. Representative Pete Aguilar read a comment in which Eastman argued that the 12th Amendment was clear.
Nowhere does it suggest that the president of the Senate gets to make the determination on his own.
Pence's counsel also testified that Eastman knew his argument for rejecting electors would lose at the Supreme Court. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Family, friends, and colleagues gathered Thursday to remember Denver's first black district attorney, who died last month at age 76. Norm Early was known as a skillful trial attorney and victims' rights advocate. Kendall Early spoke about his father's impact.
The individuals who spoke, all of them, are so grateful for their words. And there's common themes throughout of his huge, humongous laugh, his amazing hugs, and all the amazing things that he accomplished.
Early was appointed as Denver's DA in 1983. He held the position for a whole decade. And smoke from wildfires burning in Arizona and New Mexico is once again blowing into Colorado. It's expected to linger in the air, creating some hazy skies today and this weekend.